What's up, everybody? Aaron Nagler here, Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Two more days until the NFL draft kicks off Thursday night. Right here on Cheesehead TV, we'll be having a live stream with all our friends and some enemies, but we're going to be having a good time. I hope you'll join us for the proceedings all night long on Thursday, all night long on Friday, and all day long on Saturday. We'll be live streaming. We'll be hanging out. Not very, presentational. We'll have lots of fun and discussion, but just a good place to hang and talk to other Packers fans from around the world. Maybe a few special guests may stop by. It's going to be a good time. I hope you'll join us. Good to see everybody this morning in the chat already. Brian Gutekunst, we heard from the general manager yesterday, and he said a whole lot of nothing, as he is wont to do. That is the job, to say a lot without saying anything at all. He learned from the master, Ted Thompson, in that regard. Obviously, the press will glom onto the headlines about Aaron Rodgers. Not even glad. They'll make the headlines about Aaron Rodgers. The first three, four questions out the gate were about Aaron Rodgers, of course. To me, I said this on Twitter last night, the most illuminating thing out of that press conference is Brian admitting that they are going through a two-year window of a cap crunch, and they are still working through it. They are working with players proactively, including, one said, Mr. Aaron Rodgers, to try and navigate these waters. Now, obviously, after that, the salary cap should jump significantly with the new TV money, new broadcast deal, kind of windfall, so to speak. But until then, the Packers, they got their work cut out for them on the salary cap front. But obviously, the other big headline is Gutekunst saying that Aaron Rodgers is their guy. And of course, then after that, he said for the foreseeable future, and everybody on the internet glommed onto that because, oh, what's that mean? What does foreseeable future mean? Like, he doesn't mean as long as he's playing at a high level, he's going to be around and we're going to make runs for the Super Bowl. And Jordan Love is going to develop behind him. Like, this is not difficult, but we've got to drum up the drama. We got to get that sweet, sweet engagement. So everyone has to write some bullshit about, oh, what does the foreseeable future mean? We know what it means. As long as Aaron Rodgers is playing at a high level, he's going to be a Green Bay Packer. When the Packers make the determination that Jordan Love is ready, then they will make the decision. Not that they're going to automatically pull the trigger, but they will make the decision as to what to do at the quarterback position. Until then, they're sitting in the best of possible worlds. They have a quarterback, a veteran QB playing at an MVP level, and they have a young, talented guy who gets to sit and learn and develop. I get it's not done a lot in today's NFL, but that is how the Packers have chosen to go about it. And I, for one, am all on board. And all your fucking bullshit on the internet isn't going to change that. So thanks for playing. The Packers know what the fuck they're doing. Good to see everybody. Hope everybody's well. I think I missed a couple super chats here. Let's get back to those. ATHR. TR, thanks to the super chat. Unpopular opinion. If Jair, Rashawn, and Darnell are pretty good, I'd have to assume Jordan Love will be pretty good as well. You with your craziness. I don't know, man. I don't know where you get off using this logic thing. I mean, obviously, we have, just because those other guys are good doesn't mean Jordan Love is going to be good, but I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. Justin, thanks to the super chat. Probably in the minority, but I can't wait until the draft is over. But then the complaining starts. Can't wait for September, I guess, LOL. Yeah, you know, the buildup. And the problem with the buildup is that people have expectations. People have favorite players. People have, things they want to see happen. And then none of that stuff happens. And the Packers take guys who haven't been trumpeted by the media or haven't been linked to them in a million mock drafts. And then, yes, more complaining starts. So, yeah, settle in for the complaining. Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll just remind everybody was complaining about the Rashawn Gary pick 2 years ago, and oh, that turned out pretty damn good. So just slide back. Have a good time. Enjoy the process. I know, God forbid. Absolute craziness. Enjoying something that the Packers do? Oh, Sean, thanks for the super chat. Get Wildy a job at TMZ. Now, be nice to Wildy. Look, I totally get where Jason's coming from, especially with that first question to Brian yesterday in regards to feeling like he's being attacked, the media saying that the media is drumming this stuff up, etc. Look, he, Rob, probably Schneidman, they've been told stuff off the record, behind the scenes, so to speak. My problem is like, okay, fine, but then doesn't Aaron have to speak to that? I don't know what more you know, the general manager, the head coach, the president and CEO are supposed to say publicly that they haven't already said. But that said, you know, like I said, lay off Wilde. I totally get where he's coming from, the job he's doing. You know, he's trying to not relive 2008. And I think we all can appreciate that because holy shit, was that a shit show. I would never complain about a first round edge guy. Brandy, that's because you're smart. I've always said you're one of the smart ones, definitely. More useless post-draft grades or NFL redraft articles from past years. You know, I've never enjoyed the redraft articles, but I think they actually hold more merit than post-draft grades. I mean, the grades aren't worth the pixels they're printed with. We all know that. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. Who are the people who get to be in the draft room? Mostly personnel people. Some executive types like Murphy, although not as many now that they're trying to be, you know, trying to limit the bodies and the numbers. But mostly it's like scouts, the personnel folks. Obviously LaFleur is in there, but most of the coaching staff is not in there. It's almost exclusively personnel people. Morning, Travis. How are you, buddy? Why do skill players never get described as 10-year starters? That's a really good question. Probably because, you know, lots of times there's movement and the hit rate is so high and, you know, you get a guy and all of a sudden, you know, he's injured or he misses a few games or he's down for a little bit and then he hits free agency and he's out the door. So, and he might start someplace else, but yeah, it is funny that never, like, it's always a guard, right? Who's like, you just plug him in, he's a 10-year starter. That is very, very true. Eric Walden could teach players how to edge rush. Man, Walden was good, man. He was fun. Seems 17, 55, 23 extensions are coming. 12 restructured. Do they get Jenkins done sooner than later? Well, you got to think Jenkins will be in line. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, we heard from Brian yesterday that they will most likely utilize the fifth-year option on Jair somewhat soon. I know the deadline's coming up in May. You know, that doesn't preclude them from getting a long-term deal done, which I think makes a lot of sense as far as managing his cap hit early on in that process. But, you know, that will undoubtedly get done. I think Adams gets done this summer. I do think, you know, this crunch that they're dealing with the salary cap is, you know, making things a little trickier than it would be, than it would usually for the Packers. But yeah, I do think we'll see most of those get done sooner rather than later. Jenkins is still a year off, I would think. He'll still obviously make some money with performance escalators and things like that. But, you know, I think they'll wait till next summer to address Jenkins. What is your favorite player descriptor using during the draft? Fluid hips, baby. Gotta love fluid hips. Always a big fan of the fluid hips. No doubt about it. All this love, Rodgers, nonstop drama makes me long for TJ Watt, Kevin King days. Christopher, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Come on now. Oh my God. What else we got here? Walden was on McAfee yesterday. That dude is awesome. He is awesome. He got a raw deal a little bit. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Trade calculated to make huge swaths of Packers fans' heads explode. Packers trade Jordan Love and their first to move up in the first round to take Justin Fields. Boom. Patrick, as the late, great Ted Thompson once said, and often said, this isn't fantasy football. But I thank you for the super chat. Andy, has Devin Funchess had any involvement at all with the team yet, or did opt-out mean literally opt-out from all team activity meetings, etc.? The opt-out means opt-out. He has not done a darn thing other than, you know, probably talk to people on the phone. But yeah, he will be involved right now with Zoom meetings and everything. Now that he has opted back in, he's part of the program. When they started their off-season work virtually last Monday, he is part of that. So now, past week plus, he has been involved. But prior to that, no involvement from Mr. Funchess. Lunch pail guy. Yeah, lunch pail guy is another good one. Mizing 44, that's quite the handle. Thanks for the super chat. As a Packers fan that went to Auburn, I am biased and love the Auburn wideouts to the Packers on day three. Thoughts, Pappies? Yes, I do think, you know, it's funny because we keep talking about, you know, the areas of need. Wide receiver doesn't get mentioned nearly as much this season as it did last season, which is interesting to me because I think the need is more pressing this year heading into this draft because of the fact that they have nobody under contract at the position starting next year. But I don't see them addressing it early unless, you know, the board happens to fall a certain way. I think day three makes a ton of sense. And yes, the Auburn contingent, if you will, makes just as much sense as anybody else. But that's really in the eye of the beholder as far as the Packers go. I'm not going to presume to sit here and tell you, oh, yeah, that completely fits their mold, because we all know whatever we say on the outside has no bearing on what they're actually looking at inside 1265. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Haven't made it in a while. Glad I caught you live. Did Gutekunst say anything that surprised you? Or basically a lot of GM speak, it's like anything. Nothing that surprised me, Dustin. You know, he's never going to. That's the gig. But, yeah, no. He did his duty. He was available. He said the words into a microphone, and we all got to turn around and interpret them as we see fit. And that's the gig right now in the NFL, unfortunately. I wish we could get him a little bit looser, you know, hanging out, talking real stuff, but that's never going to happen publicly anyway. Wait, what? Gospel, isn't it tiring how Goody, Matt LaFleur act annoyed about Jordan Love questions? Like, you traded up for him. Gospel, I think you're reading into it. I think you're bringing that. That's your interpretation. I have never once seen them annoyed. I saw Matt LaFleur annoyed at questions about the audibles in his offense 2 summers ago. You want to go back and look at an actual annoyed Matt LaFleur? Go check out his response to Bill Huber asking about audibles for the 4 billionth time. They have not even come close, not even close to being annoyed about those questions. Are you kidding me? Is that what you took out of yesterday? I thought Brian was gracious as hell, answered every single question politely and with temperaments and patience. I think people are just spoiling for a fight there. That's your prism that you're seeing it through. That's not Goody. I thought he handled it really, really well. We're going to very much agree to disagree on that characterization, sir. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Excuse my stupid, what are OTAs? Organized team activities, Ben, are the official title of when the first kind of on-field work gets done in the offseason. The first part of the off-season program is always classroom work and workout stuff, you know, in the gym. You're not allowed to be on the field. OTAs are when you finally get guys both in the classroom, and then they start transferring that work to walkthroughs and some jog-throughs on the field, on the practice field. OTAs are just organized team activities are just a subsection of the off-season program. That's what OTAs are. If anyone was annoyed, it was Wildy. You guys, see, this is where I get in trouble, because everyone else makes fun of Wildy. I defend Wildy, but then it gets back. Oh, Nagler was talking about Wildy, because you guys talk about Wildy. It's just funny. Mm-hmm. Goody knew what he signed up for. Exactly. You don't think he knew what was coming when he drafted Jordan Love? Come on. That man lived through 2008. The man lived through Favre Watch. He knew what he was doing. He knew what was coming around the bend. I tell you what, I'll bet he's never been happier that he's not on social media. He's got people to do that for him. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Biggest need, quiet need, not needed. The answers are Walter getting his money's worth. Biggest need, defensive line. Quiet need. Man, I think it's a toss-up between edge and a safety. Not needed, quarterback. Boom. I like that. Christian Barmore. Kurt, it's a possibility. I said a couple, I think it was last week, I participated in a media mock draft where, I mean, there were like 5 quarterbacks taken in the first 8 picks. All these offensive tackles went, and it pushed Barmore right down to 29. I had to double check like 3 times just to make sure I wasn't reading it wrong. And there he was at 29. Not to say that that's going to happen on Thursday night, but, you know, hey, every kind of scenario possibility has to be sussed out, and that is one of them. I would even venture to say if Barmore falls to 21 at the Colts pick, maybe Brian, who has traded up every single draft so far in the first round that he's been in charge of, maybe he makes that call and jumps up and grabs him. I don't know. We'll see. I love the kid. I love his game. But I still think it's going to be a big surprise if he's available at 29, though. Whoa, super chats. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. Do you agree with Goody on the importance of big receivers because we're in Green Bay? It feels like overthinking for about 4 or 5 cold weather games a year. Yeah, but it's not just the cold weather. It's also the physicality. It's the ability in the run game to seal the edge and get on the edge and do dirty work like that. For the most part, that's been a really successful formula for them. I mean, you can't deny the fact, the talent that they've found at that position. I mean, come on. The results speak for themselves. It's not like you can really quibble with it. And that was kind of my question. You know, like, you obviously have positions for the Packers that have been, you know, they've been, have great hit rates throughout decades. But there are certainly other positions where, you know, the hit rate isn't so good. So maybe there needs to be some kind of adjustment there as far as you're thinking. But yeah, if there's a spot where, if there's a position where, and they've done a pretty damn good job, it's wide receiver. For, I mean, since the early 90s, they have drafted a boatload of really good players at that position. So, I mean, yeah, would I love to see a fast gadget guy or a slot guy? Yeah, I've been talking about it for months or for years, really. But that's just not their MO. It's just not how, you know, that is the foundation that Ron set down and they adhere to it, you know. And you heard Brian joke about it yesterday, you know, that Ted and Ron had pounded it into their heads so hard. But he also admitted, you know, there's a Mendoza line, you know, testing wise. And if you're still a really good player, sometimes you'll make an exception. And that's how the Packers ended up with Jair. So, yeah, I mean, is it overthinking it a little bit? Maybe, but that thinking has produced and produced and produced at a very high level. So it's hard for me to quibble with it. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. What impact do you think not having the schmoozing in Indy for the combine will have on the draft, or more of an impact on free agency? I don't think much, actually. You know, most of the tampering happens, the pre-tampering happens in Indy, but we saw, I mean, deals were still done, you know, the moment free agency kicked off. I think the biggest kind of difference and or adjustment from not having, you know, the combine in Indy is the medical stuff. And we've seen, I know guys came in and got their some medical stuff done a couple weeks ago, but there's still incomplete stuff talking to scouts and personnel people. You know, they're still scrambling to get stuff done. And yeah, they get stuff at the pro days, but that's not always complete and it's not always what they need. The thing about Indy that's so good is that you get your guys in there, your medical staff, and you get to have something that's uniform to your franchise. So I think that's, more than anything, the one kind of missing ingredient this year that will give maybe some GMs pause when they're pulling the trigger because of incomplete medical data. Sean, thank you for the super chat. What's the feeling on Barry now that the dust has settled? Do we have what he needs? Any player in the draft that are deemed perfect for his scheme? That's a good question, Sean. I don't know about perfect for his scheme because we're not entirely sure what he's running. I know there's been a lot written and guessed at as far as, okay, he's probably going to run what they ran in LA with the Rams. He certainly comes out of the Vic Fangio tree, but we don't know for certain how he wants to go about it. He wasn't exactly forthcoming in his opening press conference, which is to be expected. So it's hard to sit here and say, oh yeah, this guy would be perfect. This guy would be a perfect scheme fit. We'll see how that plays out as far as how he runs it. If he were to run it, you know, the way they did in LA, I would think they gotta have some help up front. That's where Barmore comes into play, or maybe Osa in the second round, because they gotta get some disruption up front. One of the things that the Rams did so well, obviously it helps you have Aaron Donald, but just across the board, they had so much talent and they were able to disrupt with just four guys. And you got to think the Packers, I mean, going back to Fangio's days in Chicago, the reason Fangio gave Rodgers and McCarthy so much trouble is because they were able to play different coverages on the backside while only rushing four guys. Now the Packers have the edge rushers to do it. There's no doubt about it, but they've got to be able to get some more disruption along the interior. And, you know, obviously they'll probably kick Gary in there on passing downs, et cetera, but they need a running mate for Kenny Clark. To me, and I've been saying this to you, this is nothing new for you guys, but I've been saying this forever. You know, they got to get some just disruption. I mean, Tyler Lancaster is a fine player, but he's a run stopper. You know, he's a first down guy. He's not a get after the quarterback disruptor guy. Neither is Dean Lowry. We all know this. So to me, that's where they need to look, but that's just me and I ain't worth nothing. Thank you for doing this. Did you hear him? Did you hear him start the question yesterday and then stop himself and then say thank you for doing this and then get back to the question? Oh, love him. Love him. Brian, thanks for the super chat. My takeaway from the Goody Presser, Jordan Love will win multiple Super Bowls before his first start. Love it. That is probably correct. I am down with it too. Ooh, baby. Where's the beef? I don't know, Kevin. That's a really good question. Someone needs to get Tom Silverstein a tech guy. Poor Spoon. I felt bad for him yesterday. All right, that's where I'm going to have to leave it. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every morning here on Cheesehead TV. Stop by tonight, 5 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be doing live Packers trivia. Last one for the week. Tomorrow I'm in rehearsals for the draft show, and then Thursday night's the draft itself. So come on by. If you haven't yet, it's a lot of fun. It's fast, it's fun, it doesn't take long, and it's a good time. Big B, I expect to see you there, buddy. This time, it's all on you. You're going to win this. You're going to win it today. I can feel it. Hopefully, we'll see Big Daddy Cool Breeze make a return as well. Thank you so much, everybody. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And like I said, please join us on Thursday night for the draft extravaganza. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of special guests lined up. Our Patreon members will be hanging out on Zoom. If you want to join, it's not too late. Sign up for Patreon at patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. All we ask is $5 a month. It helps support everything we do at Cheesehead TV, and you get to hang out with us. I mean, what more could a growing boy or girl need? And I'll just put this out there. Going to be kicking things off with a very special guest. Mr. AJ Dillon will be joining us to kick off the proceedings. That's going to be good. Just to hang, just talk to him a little bit, see what his experience is like, his first year in the league, what his draft experience was like, maybe answer a few viewer questions. It's going to be a good time. So stop by for that. Stop by for the hang. It's going to be a good time. Thanks a lot, everybody. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.